This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. When you hear the word distraction, what do you think about? If you're like most people, you'll think of a phone, tablet, gaming rig, or perhaps social media. Distraction is sitting at your desk, opening YouTube instead of Word. Distraction is watching a sunset on Instagram instead of the sunset behind you. It's easy to see why. These technologies certainly can be intrusive and waylaying. Many of us reply to emails immediately and take at least a minute to recover our thoughts, by which time another email's often arrived. So we're deferring one job in favour of another job which may never finish. Video games and social media use the same logic as gambling to keep us on screens, so we never know when the next loot box or like will be, so we keep playing or scrolling until we get our fix. This is not accidental. There is money in compulsion, whether from bosses exploiting labour, studios selling games, or social media trading in our data. Our habits are their profits. But it's a mistake to treat distraction solely as a problem of digital technology. Let me quote a keen observer of the human condition. One thinks with a watch in one's hand, even as one eats one's midday meal while reading the latest news of the stock market. This was philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. He was writing not this week or last year, not even last century. He was writing in 1887, and his point was not about timepieces or trading. His point was that we give so much of ourselves to news and deadlines because we want distraction. We find whatever we can to take our minds off ourselves. Nietzsche wrote, "We labour at our daily work more ardently and thoughtlessly than is necessary to sustain our life, because it is even more necessary not to have leisure to stop and think." Nietzsche was accusing us of cowardice. Instead of thinking, we're keeping ourselves even more busy than we need to be. We ought to be examining our lives. What makes us healthy? How do we become stronger, more brave, more lucid? What Nietzsche makes clear here is that distraction isn't just about digital technology, it's about value. Distraction is when something less worthwhile takes us away from something more worthwhile. When we can't see what's important, or we can see what's important, but we can't hang on to it. When Socrates said his fellow Athenians only cared about illusions, he was charging them with distraction. And when the Athenian playwright Aristophanes portrayed Socrates staring up at the sky and being crapped on by a lizard, he was charging the philosopher with distraction. Distraction is an ancient and profound argument about what's good in life. The first step to overcoming distraction isn't getting rid of technology. From flint knives to lasers, we are technological animals. We shape the world and shape ourselves in doing so. The first step is to consider what's worthwhile. What is our ideal of human flourishing? The second step is to ask which devices and practices help us to achieve this ideal. Yes, social media can interrupt our work or prompt anxiety. They can also overcome loneliness for people with limited mobility, provide surprising recommendations for great fiction, or just leave us laughing at politics when we'd otherwise weep. At the very least, the trick to avoiding distraction is to keep thinking, to push back against values offered by profiteers and exploiters. The machines work on automatic. We don't have to.